Hi, I'm Alex MacDonald from Nature Canada, here with this week's Tweet of the Week. This week's species is the northern saw-whet owl, known in French as Petite Nictale. Despite being the smallest owl species in eastern North America, sitting still as a form of defense, feeding on small prey like mice, and of course being nocturnal, the scientific name for this species genus, Aegolius, suggests it's some sort of harbinger of doom. In Greek, the name refers to a bird that is an evil omen. Almost like the classic cartoon character Marvin the Martian, this owl has a disproportionately large, round head. It has a white face bordered in brown and white, punctuated with two beautiful golden eyes. The small black bill is distinct, and the body of the owl is streaked boldly in brown with white spotting on the wings, back, and tail. Juveniles have a distinct white Y on the face and have an unmarked golden-brown breast and belly with a brown upper body. The common name, saw-whet owl, comes from the bird's whine-like call that sounds like the sharpening or whetting of a handsaw blade. But to me, the short, highly regularly repeated note of this owl's more common territorial call sounds most like a truck in reverse, sometimes with a ventriloquial effect. This owl breeds in all types of forest habitat in our region and across parts of southern Canada, and is considered partially migratory, with some individuals spending winters on the prairies and in the U.S., and others staying put. It's a species that nests in hollowed-out tree cavities, as well as nest boxes, and roosts low in trees or dense vegetation, where it watches for prey. While this small owl is found locally in wooded areas all year, it's tough to detect. The species is most commonly observed between September and November, and again in March and April, during its migration. In fact, Ottawa's own Innes Point Bird Observatory runs a program each fall to band and release saw-whet owls, part of an international effort to better understand the seasonal movements of these nocturnal creatures across their range. Be sure to listen for next week's Tweet of the Week, and send any comments you have to intownandout@cbc.ca. For more information, visit us at naturecanada.ca.